The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation. At that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall arise. There shall be a time of anguish, such as has never occurred since nations first came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This night, as we commemorate the feast of Saint Michael and all angels, we also mark a milestone for one among us who shines like the brightness of the sky. After 53 years as an active member of the Compline Choir, Bill Giddings is retiring. Bill joined the choir in 1959, and soon thereafter, he met his wife, Roxy. They were married in 1961. Since the installation of the new organ in 1965, Bill has performed countless organ recitals and introduced four generations to that marvelous instrument. For Bill and Roxy, Compline is a way of life. Together, Bill and Roxy have given of their time, talent, and treasure in service and support of the Compline Choir, and in doing so, have become like stars to the Compline community and this cathedral church. We offer Compline tonight in celebration and thanksgiving for Bill and Roxy and their many decades of ministry among us.
Christ, the fair glory of the Holy Angels, make of all things ruler of all nations.
The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
For this evening's office, Psalm 91.
Because he is bound to me in love, therefore will I deliver him. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall say,
Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not, O Lord, our God.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O
came indeed.
lest thou, thy servant, depart in peace.
According to thy
firmament of heaven.
And the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. O everlasting God, who hast ordained and constituted the ministries of angels and men in a wonderful order, mercifully grant that, as thy holy angels always serve and worship thee in heaven, so by thy appointment they may help and defend us on earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted, O God, by whose grace thy servant Bill, enkindled with the fire of thy love, became a burning and shining light in thy church. Grant that we also may be aflame with the spirit of love and discipline, and may ever walk before thee as children of light. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit liveth and reigneth, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Visit, we beseech thee, O Lord, this place, and drive from it all the snares of the enemy. Let thy holy angels dwell herein to preserve us in peace, and may thy blessing be upon us evermore. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is Peace, by Peter Halleck. The text is by the Welsh metaphysical poet Henry Vaughan. My soul, there is a country far beyond the stars, where stands a winged sentry, all skillful in the wars. There, above the noise and danger, sweet peace sits crowned with smiles, and one born in a manger commands the beauteous files. He is thy gracious friend, and, O my soul, awake. did in pure love descend to die here for thy sake. If thou canst get but thither, there grows the flower of peace, the rose that cannot wither, thy fortress and thy ease. Leave then thy foolish ranges, for none can thee secure, but one who never changes, thy God, thy life, thy cure.
Make us dwell together as
and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.